Well, today the Supreme Court hears oral arguments in a case that could have major implications for millions of people enrolled in federally funded programs like Medicaid and SNAP. Right now, enrollees can sue states if they don't receive the services they're entitled to, but that right could be stripped away depending on how the Supreme Court rules on a case out of Indiana. Side Effects Public Media's Farah Husri reports.
It's a short 10-minute drive from Susie Tilefsky's home in northwest Indiana.
Well, this is beautiful, lovely Valparaiso, Indiana.
To the Valparaiso Care and Rehabilitation Center. It's an unassuming one-story building, but it's at the heart of a monumental Supreme Court case, a case that's partly named after Susie's family, Tilefsky.
But I don't even like going up there to pass by that nursing home because it, you know, reminds me of all the troubles that we've gone through. So I have very bad memories of that nursing home.
Bad memories because that's where her dad resided to get 24/7 care for his dementia. But she claims the nursing home abused him and violated his rights.
He went from being able to walk and talk and, you know, he was very, you know, active, you know, to not being able to move.
Court filings say the nursing home over-medicated him to keep him asleep and involuntarily transferred him to other facilities far from their family home. In 2019, Tilefsky sued the Health and Hospital Corporation of Marion County, the public health agency that owns the nursing facility. The agency denies any wrongdoing and tried to dismiss the case, saying Tilefsky didn't have the right to sue, and it lost. Federal courts said the lawsuit could move forward. So the public health agency made an unexpected move. It took the case to the nation's highest court and posed a sweeping question.
Whether people who depend on Medicaid can turn to the courts if state officials violate their rights.
That's Sarah Rosenbaum, a professor of health law and policy at George Washington University. She was shocked the Supreme Court agreed to hear this case because it's not just questioning the right of the Tilefskys or any nursing home residents to take states to court. It's questioning the fundamental right of tens of millions of Americans on federal assistance programs like Medicaid to sue states. For decades, Medicaid beneficiaries have sued states to get access to entitlements like expensive but life-saving medications, dental care coverage for children, and home health services for people with disabilities. Rosenbaum says if the Supreme Court sides with the Indiana agency,
suddenly you have a situation where there will be no consequences, literally no consequences if a state misbehaves.
The Indiana agency has found allies in Republican attorneys general and a number of groups around the country. That includes the legal nonprofit Alliance Defending Freedom. Attorney Chris Chandeville says programs like Medicaid, where money flows from the federal government to states, have terms that both parties agree to follow.
Our basic position is that it really should be up to the parties themselves, the federal government and the individual states, to decide whether each side of that agreement is holding up their end of the deal, instead of allowing third parties to come in and file a lawsuit.
He argues people who fail to receive benefits they're entitled to can complain to the state. Other legal experts say the problem with this argument is there's no incentive for states to hold themselves accountable unless the federal government gets involved. But former federal health officials say resources are stretched so thin that it's nearly impossible for them to investigate and police every state. Lawsuits help them do that. Attorney Jane Perkins at the National Health Law Program says a complaint to the state typically only benefits one person. Lawsuits can help thousands at once. She says if such cases are no longer possible,
it would leave these programs really standing out there without an enforcement, true enforcement mechanism.
The Indiana agency has been under intense pressure from state lawmakers and patient advocates to withdraw its case. The Supreme Court could come out with its decision on this case as late as next June. For Here and Now, I'm Farah Husri.